I'm apologizing for changing everybody's schedule here tonight, starting at 7:45. I have I just left the Shever Brochus. I came here and said a shear. Now I'm going to learn here, and I have to go to a bar mitzvah. And I didn't realize all these things were happening on the same night. So I asked if you could send out an email, and I thank you very much for sending it out. I don't like missing and canceling and not being here for Benos Seal. Okay. Tonight's talk is called... What are we really supposed to do during Elul? What are we really supposed to do during Elul? What are we really supposed to do during Elul? Okay. Rashi and Chumash. You like to learn Rashi and Chumash? I love to learn Rashi and Chumash. One of my favorite activities. Rashi and Chumash. In a quiet room with nobody talking to me. Learn Rashi and Chumash. I love Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, Anoichi amarati, posik in Devarim Yud Yud, Anoichi amarati bahar ki yomim arishoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was standing on the mountain. Yom arishoinim. Rashi says, Luchas arishoinis were baratzoin. Luchas achroinis were also baratzoin. First 40 days were baratzoin, the last 40 days were baratzoin. What about the middle 40 days? Rashi says, they were bekas. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Zion, came down Shavuos of Thomas, broke the Luchas, went back up on Yudches, came back down Rosh Chodesh Elul, went back up, came down to Choftes, Olamid, went back up, and came down Yom Kippur. First 40 days, baratzoin, last 40 days, baratzoin, middle 40 days were bekas. Rashi in Kisisa says, he adds, Yud Zayin B'Tamis, Nishtabra Luchas, Yud Tes, Ola, Shchedish Elul, he was told to go up again, and he was there for 40 days. Then Rashi says like this, Maha Rishoinim B'Ratzayin, Afachroinim B'Ratzayin, Emameatem Tzoyim B'Kas, so far the same. Then Rashi says, B'Yud B'Tishrei, on the 10th day of Tishrei, Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratza. Nisratza means he was desirous. B'Simcha U'Belev Sholem. V'Omar Lo'ilu Moshe Salachti Kidvorecha. Rashi says the same thing again in Dvarim. Nimsu Kolim B'Yom HaKippurim Boi B'Yom Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael B'Simcha. So I'd like to ask you a question. The first 40 days were Baratzayin. Last 40 days were Baratzayin. Middle 40 days were Bekas. But the 40th day of the last 40 days was Besimcha Ubalev Sholem. Doesn't say that about the last 40 days. It says about the 40th day of the last group of 40 days was Besimcha Ubalev Sholem. How do you get there? How do you get to Simcha and Lev Sholem on Yom Kippur? How do you get there? Simcha b'Lev Sholem. What are you really supposed to do to get there? Okay, next. Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says in the Bavli, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Tav Tes Zayin Amit Beis and Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein Donen Elul Lefi Maisov Shel Isoy Shoh. Everybody knows this Gemara. You get judged on Rosh Hashanah only based on the past and the present, not on the future. Why should anybody be based on, judged on the future? Because the Gemara says, Yishmael, the famous story with Yishmael, says in the Pasuk Bar Shehu Shom, where is he now? The Malachim said, Yishmael's going to kill out the Jews soon. Why should we give Yishmael a good din? The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, where is he now? Bar Shehu Shom. So therefore the Gemara learns out, we don't judge a person based on his future, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's going to do. And I know the question, Bechira, Yediyah, Lamaisa, we don't judge a person based on his future. We judge a person based on his past and on his present. Now, when I was in Lakewood, the Mashgiach, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, the present Mashgiach, Yivarol Chaim Tovim, Ruchem, is Ramat Hashem Solomon. I left Lakewood before he came. But I call him my mashgiach because I asked him once on Purim if he'll be my mashgiach. Because my mashgiach died. I need a mashgiach. I need a reshiva and a mashgiach. What are we going to do without a mashgiach? Who's going to be my mashgiach? So he said he's maskim. That's why I call him mashgiach. He's a mashgiach shlita. Mashgiach Zatzal was of Nosson Vachvogel. Nosson Vachvogel was born in Europe. His Rebbe, as a child, was Rebbe Lapian Zatzal. And then he came to Canada. And then he went back to Europe. When he went back to Europe, he learned first in Kamenetz by Rebbe Baruch Ber. In America, he learned in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchok Chon. And then he went back to Europe for 10 years, from 1929 to 1939. For a little break in between, he came back to America. Whatever the whole story, one day I'll ask you, I'll give you a vod or a Nosson Vachvogel. Fascinating. Fascinating. I made a deal with him once. I agreed not to do something that he didn't want me to do. I said, I wanted to go see the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal. I never saw the Satmar Rebbe. It was a whole story. One day I'll tell you the whole story. But Kitzah, I did not go to see the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal. I said, Rebbe, if I'm not going to see the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, then you have to tell me stories about Europe, because the Satmar Rebbe is one of the last people who lived in Europe as a Rav. He said, okay, so for 1 year avad that we had with him, instead of telling us only Musar, he told us his life history. Fascinating. Anyways, he learned in the Mir Yeshiva. In the Mir Yeshiva, the Mashgiach in the Mir Yeshiva was Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz. Right? You've heard me mention Rabbi Yeruchim. I'm sure you heard Rabbi Yeruchim from your other shiurim that you may have attended. Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz was one of the greatest thinkers of the 20th century. Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz. Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz died in 1936. Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz, for 1 year, was a Talmud of the Altaf and Kelim. Altaf and Kelm was the Talmud of Yisrael Salanta. Back. That's it. Finished. Nosson Vachvogel, Yeruchim Lvovitz, Altaf and Kelm, Yisrael Salanta. Unbelievable. So he tells me one morning, I believe it happened Rosh Hashanah. He told me once, I said, Rebbe, what should I do with Rosh Hashanah? What should I do? So he told me, be in your best behavior for 48 hours. Rabbi Yeruchim said, that's the Avoida. Now, listen to what he then told me. He said, look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, who quotes the Yerushalmi. Listen to what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says, unbelievable. Yeshua ben Levi quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Im Zoch V'yosha Ata. Zoch. What does it mean, Zoch? What? Pure. Also stands for Seth Cohen. Okay, we'll leave that out. Zoch, one of my favorite words. Zoch v'yosha ato. If you're pure. Now, ato there is spelt with an aleph. But the Yerushalmi Darshan, it's unbelievable. Al Ovar, it's unbelievable. Zoch v'yosha ato, the Yerushalmi Darshan's ato achshov. You're only judged on the hoive. You're not judged even on the ovar. Now this year, I went away, as we always do, and I took along an Ali Shur. I had a seder to learn Ali Shur with my wife. We learned together Ali Shur. 3 pages of Ali Shur in Yom Neroyim. I could not believe it. The Ali Shur is Revolva. Who did Revolva learn by? Who? Who said what? Who? No. No. I mean, they're both godly people. He learned by Rabbi Yeruchim. He learned by many other people also, by Rabbi Yeruchim. And you know what he says in his Sefer? He quotes the same Yerushalmi. He just doesn't quote it in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeruchim. But Rav Volba and Rav Nosson Vachvogel both learned in the same yeshiva, by the same Rebbe. And they were both quote the same Yerushalmi quoted by Rabbeinu Chananel on the page. And it says like this, you're not judged on your past or your future. You're only judged in your present. And that's how Mashiach said, be the best you can be. And that's why I tell people in shul, be from Asar Rishayin Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Get up early. Come to shul. Be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. 5 after 6. 7 o'clock in the morning. Start davening 8:15. Be here early. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Be nice to your spouse. Be nice to your parents. Be nice to your children. Be nice. Be nice. Be nice. Be nice. Be judged on the hoiva. On the hoiva. Only judged on the hoiva. Only on the present. What is that a joke? What is that? Do all the averis you want, but in Rosh Hashanah, be a good boy or a good girl. What does it mean? What does it mean? Revolva says, "Barosh Hashanah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimei bebechinas melech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu stands as a king." And then he says an amazing statement. Befrat bisman tkiya shofar and tfilas musaf, there's gilui shechina, there's a little bit revelation of the shechina, and he adds, margishim boy, hashchina miskarevis, and one can feel the shechina getting a little closer by tkiya shofar and by musaf. One could feel it. But then he adds in a prepositional phrase, "She'odom muchon lekabel oisa." You can only feel the Shechina corresponding to the desire that you have to see the Shechina, to feel the Shechina. The closer you want to get to the Shechina, the closer you can get to the Shechina. But if you flop into Rosh Hashanah, you ain't gonna get nothing. Pardon the expression. As I say all the time, Ish v'isha zachu Shechina v'dayem. Came from a Sheva Bracha tonight. A man and a woman get married, the Shechina moves in. The Shechina does not move in. I've said this many times. The Shechina doesn't move in. When some 19-year-old Colin, 22-year-old cousin, the Shechina moves in, doesn't move in. Doesn't move in. Zochu. Zochu. Oh, Zochu. The three-letter word, Zochu. If you merit, if one merits, how do you merit? By working. Working. You got to work. You got to work. Gotta work. Dad, I want to go there. I said over a whole bar. I must have told you once. I'll leave it alone. But you gotta work. Sure, you gotta work. And if you work, I tear Shofar and by Musaf. If you work, work means I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech. And if you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Melech, then you can feel. To a little bit of degree, you can feel by tear Shofar and by Musaf. You can feel Hashem. You know the Belzer Rebbe never looked at a chuppah? Couldn't believe it. Somebody told me that Alta Belzer Rebbe never looked at a chuppah. You know why? Because he said it was too painful for him. You know why? There was such gilui shechina at the chuppah that he couldn't look up. It burnt his eyes. And we're looking at the singer, we're looking at the college dress, we're looking at the chassan, he's wearing a hat, not wearing a hat, who's marching down, who's getting the brachas, and he couldn't look. He couldn't look. Couldn't look. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, so the avoida is to make Hashem the Melech. Make Hashem the Melech. I'm going to give you an example, okay? Somebody's a Beis student his whole life. Maybe a Gimel plus, Beis minus. And the Aleph guys were always in the top. They're always the popular guys. They were making everything great. Then this guy was then this guy makes an invention. He invents something and every Jewish home buys it. Okay, not every Jewish home. 300,000 Jewish homes buy his invention. Everybody knows his name now. Gets into bed one night. Says, you know what? I'm a pretty smart guy. And those Aleph guys? Nothing. Nobody even knows who they are. Me, they know. I'm a smart guy. I'm a smart guy. Zakar ben Yoina in Shari Tshuva. Unbelievable. Shar Gimel Islam Adalit, which we are presently learning in this show only because of Ramatas Yo Shlita. Who should be zecher refu shleim b'sech shachol Yisrael? Please say amen. Matzah Yochayim ben Etel. If a person doesn't even tell his wife, but alone somewhere at night during the day in his car, in his bed, wherever, he says, "You know, I'm a great guy, I'm a brainy guy, I'm a smart guy. Look what I invented." He's over in Issah D'Oraisa. In Issah D'Oraisa, no different than eating a cheeseburger. One's a lav sheish b'maisa, one's a lav sheim b'maisa. He's over an issa deraisa, a lav in the Torah. There's a lav in the Torah. The Torah has a lav. Levilti rum levavoi. Don't be a bal gaiva. If you're a bal gaiva, you're over an issa deraisa. What should you say? Thank you, Hashem. I was the base student, the Gibel student. I never thought anything would happen to me. Look what you gave me, Hashem. Not look what I did. Look what you gave me. Says Rabbeinu Chanan like this, based off of the Yerushalmi, which is stated by Rishu ben Levi. Imzach v'yosha ato. If in Rosh Hashanah, a person can say to himself, Hashem, you're the Melech. Hashem, you gave me everything. Hashem, whatever I have is because of you. Because of you. What an unbelievable thing to do. Yeah. Much easier said than done. Hashem, what I have is from you. You gave me everything. You're the Melech. You're in charge. It's your world. Then you can be judged on the Hoveh. Because Hashem says, I don't care about what you did. If you're willing to say in Rosh Hashanah in the morning that I am the Melech, I am the Melech, I am the Melech, and when the person blows shofar, he's coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, and you're about to daven Musaf and say to Hashem, Malchi is the greatest in shofars, you're the Melech, you're the King, Zichronos, and everything is in front of you. Shofar, so we coronate you with the shofar. Okay, that's Rosh Hashanah. What's Yom Kippur? What's Yom Kippur? Says Rav Volba, Yom Gadol v'Noira Kizeh, Yevshel Yoytzer al Yidei B'nei Adam, impossible to have been created by man. I never saw this language before. I could not believe the next line. The Kedushas Hayoyim is so great. Shehi Mivaeres Kolchet for Ovoin Upesha. Mivaeres. What does that mean? Burns. It burns the dross. It purifies a person. The day itself purifies a person. Mivaeres. It's unbelievable. Kolchet for Ovoin Upesha. But then he has that prepositional phrase, it's always the killer. Imrak Odom Reitze Bezeh B'chol Liboy. The person wants it with his whole heart, or her whole heart. Then it happens. Hashem, I want to be pure. I want to be pure. I announce that you're the Melech and Rosh Hashanah, and I know that you're in charge, and I feel filthy. But that feeling only comes after Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't talk about the Averis. No vidui in Rosh Hashanah. Melech, you're the king, you're in charge, you're the king, you're in charge, you're the Beira, you're the Yetzer, you're in charge, and you're the Melech, I'm the Eved, you're the Melech, you're the Melech. Avinu Malkeinu. Ein Lanu Melech Elot. You're the Melech. Ooh, you're the Melech. Rosh Hashanah is over, then you say to Hashem, you're the Melech. You're the Melech, and now you judge me as the king, and now you're going to cleanse me. But for cleansing, you need to say, I'm sorry. For cleansing, you need to say, I'm sorry. That's the next avodah. I'm sorry. First, you're the king. You're the king, and you're in charge. And the invention is because of you. And my money is because of you. And my spouse is because of you. And my children is because of you. And my parents are because of you. And my simcha is because of you. And my health is because of you. You. Now, I can say to Hashem, and I feel bad. You're the Melech, I feel bad. I messed up. Then you can go into Yom Kippur, and you can say to Hashem, I really feel bad. I don't want to do it again. I feel bad. I don't want to do it again. Yom Kippur will burn the dross. Provided you mean it. Ah, you say to yourself, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? I can't even control myself, by the way, just to tell you. I went away on vacation, and our grandchildren were there without their parents. One set of grandchildren were there for a few days without their parents. And guess who I met? I met, unbelievable. You know who I met? Those people all know? Unbelievable. I met him. Mamish, I met him face to face. It was unbelievable. Oreos with double stuff. And we bought it for our grandchildren, sitting right in my house. Oreos with more stuff, with double stuff, with unbelievable. Unbelievable. So who are you kidding? You know, we ask this kasha, the Mabit. The Mabit. When a Gedolei Achreinim says, what in the world are we doing on Yom Kippur? We know we're going back to the same chet. Says the Mabit, an unbelievable teretz. If you mean it on Yom Kippur that you really don't want to go back there, so when you do go back there, it's a new Yetzer Hara. Hashem's fine with that. Fine. Chas V'Shalom, fine with that. You can get cleansed on Yom Kippur if you mean it. And you can say to Hashem, I'm going to try my hardest. The odds are I may not make it. But if you don't make it, it's because of a new Yetzer Hara. It's a new Yetzer Hara. Unbelievable. Burn off the chatur. Okay, so now, I got Rosh Hashanah and I got Yom Kippur. I got Rosh Hashanah, I got Yom Kippur. And we got the title of tonight's Shmooze. Right? What is it? What are we really supposed to do during Elul? So that's the next kasha. I got Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I can't fall into Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't work. So what am I supposed to do to get to Rosh Hashanah? We got 3 weeks. Rosh Hashanah is 3 weeks from tonight. 3 weeks from tonight is Rosh Hashanah. What are we going to do about it? Ay, 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 ay. For those people who are not yet married, would you be masking to marry a guy who says to you, by the L'chaim, oh, listen, you know I asked you to marry me. You said yes. I'm really excited. But I one condition. Yes, my chosin, what's the condition? The condition is that I'm not going to talk from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Matzah Yom Kippur. You want to give me an hour to think? I want to think about it. This is what Reb Chatzkel said to his kala at the Tzinoim. Chatzkel Levinstein, the grandfather of Revitzin Levin. I'm not going to talk from Shchodesh Elul to Matzah Yom Kippur. You don't even know what it means. When I first got to Lakewood, they used to give shmuzin about you shouldn't get married during Elul. Okay, this is a machloikis, chasidisha, litvisha, bali musar, not to make a chasa, Elul chasin as well. Came back to town on Sunday, and Monday night we had a chasana in the shul. So I took four guys at the chasana. I said, well, "Come on, let's dance." I said, "I don't know what the song is. Let's just sing Taira 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 El El El." Let's just make a circle. Taira 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 El 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 Taira 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 El El El. So. When the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva of Leza Yudel Finkel, the great grandfather of the present Rosh Yeshiva, whose name is the same name, Leza Yudel, took his son Reb Beinish, and they got into a cab, and they went to Reb Beinish's chasana, his son's chasana. They stopped at Reb Chatzkel's house. He sent in the chosin Reb Beinish, and he said, "Go tell the Mashgiach, ask the Mashgiach to come out. We're going to the chuppah." So he knocks on the door, goes inside, he tells the Mashgiach, "My father, the Rosh Yeshiva, is outside. I'm getting married. We'd like to take the Mashgiach with us to the chuppah." He said, "I can't go." He said, "It's Rosh Chodesh Elul." He said, "But it's only the first day, so it's Lamed Ov. It's not Elul yet." He said, "It's called Rosh Chodesh Elul. I can't go." Didn't go. Didn't go. Wouldn't go. Different world. Different world. different world, completely different world. Okay, we can't do this. I mean, maybe there's some, probably are some hidden cunnius in the room. Maybe some of you can do it. Maybe some of you do it. I have no idea. But what do you, in Tav Shin Ayin Hey, I'm wondering. Maybe we should do the following. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Hashem, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Okay, let's go to English. Whatever the words mean. I'm to my beloved is to me. I'm a very simple person. You know, four letter, five letter words. Like, you know, that's the extreme for me. But what does it mean? Doidi. Doidi, you're my friend. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So Revolva says that by Kriyishma during Elul, Kriyishma, I'm sure everybody in this room says Kriyishma at least once a day. Kriyishma, when you're supposed to be Makabal, O Malchu Shamayim, so be Makabal, O Malchu Shamayim during Elul as a Hachono to Rosh Hashanah, that every day you say, Hashem, you're the boss. Hashem, you're the Melech. O Malchu Shamayim, I'm accepting upon myself the yoke of Shamayim. Meiridik. Is it Meiridik? Somebody told me an incredible deek. I never thought of it. In Shulchan Aruch it says that Noyagim, the custom is Lokum Bashmeres Loim Eslichus Atachnunim. 2949 Tui. The old Yeshurin, which is presently Rabbi Rakesh Shul. They have already been getting up for a week early in the morning to say slichus. Svardim say slichus every day. So the Ramah says, we Ashkenazim, we don't say slichus, we blow shofar and say l'davar Hashem Oiri. Svardim is saying slichus every day. So somebody made, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz, Gamliel Rabinowitz from Yerushalayim, made a meridik adiyak. He said, it's true that we don't say slichus every day, but we can still get up early. No, the minig is to get up early and say slichus. So we don't say slichus. Why about getting up early? Meir the kadiq. I love the diq. I love the diq. So let's say everybody in this room, I'm assuming most people in this room, daven shachris. What would be if you add 5 minutes to shachris or yellow? What would be if you add 2 minutes? Set your alarm 5 minutes earlier during yellow. I mean, come, we got to do something. It's yellow. We're going to do. I mean, only the guys in yeshiva got to do something. No. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that Elul is only for men. I've not come across that yet. It's Elul for men, Elul for women. Same Elul. And either Doidi V'Doidi Li applies equally to men and women. What should you do? Why not daven 2 minutes longer? Get up 5 minutes earlier. Preparation, say Kriya Shema and say to Hashem, be Makabal O Malchus Shamayim. Rav Matzah Shor Shlita once told me that somebody said to him, you know, the matzav is not so good. So he said to, somebody said to my Rav Matzah Shor, how's it been until now? How's it been until now? I'm going to give you an example, okay? I'm not that old. Not that young, maybe. I'm not that old. When I grew up, 98% of my friends lived in apartments. Crown Heights. I had two people I knew who lived in a house. Nobody had air conditioning. I did not know one person had air conditioning. Most people didn't own cars. If they did own cars, cars had no air conditioning. I remember driving from Boston to New York, New York to Boston, 65 miles an hour with the windows open. Hot air flying through the car. Don't ask me how we did it, but we did it. Go to sleep at night, no air conditioning, right? If it's not 68 in the room, you can't sleep anymore. It's unbelievable. Blast the air conditioning into your face. Can't exist. It's unbelievable. The person told me in Shul, things are going pretty good, but you know, you can't afford to get everything you'd like to get. said, you got your health? You're married, you have children, you have parnasa. You're making ends meet enough to pay your bills. You got two cars. You got a house. Central air conditioning. How about that? How about this in a sign? Because the sign says, but I don't got the Porsche. I don't got the Lexus. I don't got the house on the corner. I don't got the three-lot house, the new two-lot house, whatever the new minig is in West Rogers Park. I don't got that. So therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore try to shut down the Yetzer Hara by telling us that we don't got nothing. We do. We got plenty. We got plenty. Plenty. So even if we can't live through an Elul like Reb Chatzko, we can say, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Hashem, you're in charge. You're the Melech. You're the Father. You're my spouse. I love you. Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. I'm wondering now. If a person starting Elul, or even the first week in Elul, or the eighth day in Elul, can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, and a person can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Avim Makabel, O Malchus Shemayim, that you're the Melech. You're the Melech. And a person can say that and work on it. And work on it. We have a Kabbalah going on right now, Thursday night. We made a Kabbalah. We could have the same Kabbalah here. That once a day during Kriya Shema, you should say, Abim Makabal O, which you have to do anyways. Abim Makabal O Malchus Shemayim. And I'm saying an additional phrase. Abim Makabal O Malchus Shemayim. And it should be preparatory activity for Rosh Hashanah. Preparatory activity for Rosh Hashanah. And that will help me get to Rosh Hashanah, that I will then be Zeichet to be judged only on the Hoiveh. Only on the present, not on the past, and not on the future. And that will bring me closer to Hashem during Tehillah Shofar and during Musaf, which will then allow me on Matzoi Rosh Hashanah to say to Hashem on Tzayim Gedalia and during Aser Shemei Tshuva and on the Shabbos Shuvah Joshua to say to Hashem, Hashem, I taka did not do what I was supposed to do. I have not done what I'm supposed to do, even in the Ovar. But Hashem, I recognize you as my Father, as my Melech, and I want to have a relationship with you. And I want it to be cleansed. Hashem, please help me. And I walk into Yom Kippur night. I walk into Yom Kippur night. Can you imagine that Rabbi Soloveitchik in Boston said that he did not remember one person in Shul who went home Yom Kippur night. Everybody stayed up all night Yom Kippur. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said from the time he was 12 years old, he learned the entire Maseches Yomah with his father all night, Yom Kippur. When I went to Shul as a young boy in Crown Heights, when we lived in Crown Heights, as an 8-year-old, my father Shalom pointed to a man and told me, that man stays up all Yom Kippur and doesn't sit the entire Yom Kippur, 25 hours. Doesn't sit. Yom Kippur. Then what can happen is like this. On Yom Kippur, I can say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm so sorry about what I did. I don't want to do it again. Please help me not do it again. We can even ask Hashem to help us not to do it again. I'm sorry about what I did. Please help me that I won't do it again. You know what happens? If you can go through an Elul with a Rosh Hashanah, with a Yom Kippur, you know what you can get to? Unbelievable thing. You know what you can get to? You can get to a Madrega that after 40 days or 33 days, you get to a Madrega of Hashem, Simcha, Leif Shalem. Simcha. You know why you have Simcha? Because you can feel after Yom Kippur that Hashem has lifted and cleansed me of my Averis. He's lifted and cleansed me of my Averis. What an awesome feeling. Awesome. Wow. My Rebbe, Reshiva Shlita, should be Zeichel, Refu Shleim, Esai Shachol Yisrael, say amen please, was a direct is a direct descendant of the Chassam Sofer. His mother was the great-granddaughter of the Chassam Sofer's daughter. He's the closest, right now, the closest generation to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, a Matzoyan Kippur. The Chassam Sofer, the Gadol Hador, the Poisek Hador, the man who wrote Kippur Chassam Sofer, Chedush Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer Latera, the leader of Hungarian Jewry, the leader, Pressburg, Frankfurt, the leader. A Matzoyan Kippur didn't learn. What did he do? He composed music on Matzah Yom Kippur. In the state of ecstasy, he composed music. He felt such incredible simcha that he composed music. When he walked into shul in Rosh Hashanah, he was shaking like a leaf. And Rav Kala asked, how come we don't shake like a leaf like Chassam Sofer? He said, Chassam Sofer never did a chet. From the time he became a bar das, he never did a chet. The lashon is b'shat nefesh. Willingly, never did an aveir, and he walked in shaking like a leaf. And Matzei and Kippur, he was singing. Yeah, that's the pshat. That's the pshat. If he worked on himself during Elul, he came into Rosh Hashanah shaking like a leaf. So he walked out Matzah Yom Kippur in such a feeling of simcha b'lev shalem. So the first 40 days were baratzin. The middle 40 days were bekas. Then we started again in Rosh Chodesh Elul. And they were baratzin. Because we said to Hashem, you're the boss. You're the melech. And we got to Rosh Hashanah, we walked in, we said, Hashem melech, Hashem melech, Hashem yimlech, Baruch Shein Kuvay Mokus Adon Vahed, Hashem, 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 you're the melech, you're the melech, you're the melech, you're the melech. And we weren't even judged on the Ovar. Only on the Chayiv. It would seem to me that the Mashgiach and Rav Volba are both telling us that their Rebbe, Rav Yeruchim, says that the Psak in Klal Yisrael was like a Yeshua ben Levi, quoted by Rav Ben Chananel from the Yerushalmi. They were only judged on the Chayiv. And then we get to Yom Kippur and we step in to a fire that burns off all the dross and leaves us sparkling clean. Sparkling clean. Leaves us sparkling clean. Sparkling clean. What a feeling. Sparkling clean. What a feeling. And then we can make music. Let's say Yom Kippur. I know somebody who has a very hard time taking off his kittel, Matzah Yom Kippur. I even saw it afterwards, that some people eat the suit of Matzah Yom Kippur still with their kittel on. I feel so connected to the Bayre, so cleansed, so cleansed. I'm thanking you for starting early and letting me leave early. You think I'm giving this because I do. I like to give. I like to speak for B'nai Siyam, but I need help during Yom. Stands by doing this, it helps me. Helps me. I'm trying to work on myself. You know, it's hard, hard to remember that it's Elul. The whole world is on vacation. It's still summer. Everybody's looking forward to Labor Day. It's Elul. It's Elul. So much to do. So much to do. It's Elul. And we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Where's the rest of the world right now? 8:30 on a Sunday night. Where's the rest of the world? You can do it. You can do it. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, Simcha. You know what Sukkot is, Rabbi Sof? Anyone know what Sukkot is? It's Yom Tov, right? What does the Sukkot represent? a hug. Hashem is hugging us. That's why there's a minig to start building the sukkah immediately after you come out of shul on Matzah Yom Kippur. Hashem is hugging us. We're clean. You know that feeling of a mother who takes the baby out of the bath in the towel. The baby's so clean, right? Hug the baby. The baby's so sweet. That's where we are. Okay. I'm wishing everybody Hatzlacha Rabba. And maybe I'll be back before Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if I'll have the courage to say something else, but I'm sorry to be back before Rosh Hashanah. You're doing incredible things. You know, see, you're doing incredible things. Just keep steiging. Keep steiging. Keep steiging. Somebody just called me up today. He's becoming a, he may be becoming a rabbi. He's having a problem. He said, he asked me, as a rabbi, what should I, you know, what should I do? I told him, just tell everybody to steig. Just tell everybody to steig. So I thank you not for allowing me to tell you to steig. I thank you for allowing me to, you know, you help me steig. I got to prepare these things to speak about. I gotta sit in my office and scream at myself a little, you know what I mean? So that helps me. We should all be zeicha to know what El is really about, and then do it. And be zeicha to a chsivach simatayva and a good gemenshur. Hatzlacha rabba to everybody. Kol tov.